Welcome to a summer series podcast. Although I did say the normal podcasts wouldn't come back until around January 23 when the long-term plan consultation starts, I did say that if anything special comes out, warranted attention, that I might put one in the interim. And by the looks of it, with the mayor splashing the New Zealand Herald and Radio New Zealand and Twitter, it looks like we've got a special podcast coming up. In this podcast, we're going to take a quick reflection on Auckland rising into the top 10 of the world's most livable cities, and the mayor's goal this year to have everyone on board in regards to funding and pushing through transport projects and what reality is probably going to dictate. For those who have joined Talking Auckland this year, my name is Ben. I'm the admin and the founder of the Talking Auckland blog. The blog looks at the issues of Auckland and runs some of the leading independent commentary on Auckland issues. Today, the mayor has hit the airwaves at Radio New Zealand, or will be hitting the airwaves probably later this evening at 5:30 on Radio New Zealand. Well, at the same time, a piece has come across the Herald about looking at some of our, specifically our transport projects, as Auckland rises into 10th place in the Economist Intelligence Unit's list of the world's most livable cities, after Melbourne, Vienna, Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary, Adelaide, Sydney, Helsinki, and Perth are ahead of us. I have linked into the blog the two articles in question, but effectively the mayor has come along and said that this year he's looking at bringing the Minister of Transport, Simon Bridges, his government, National in her third term, the Council, NZTA, Auckland Transport, and the Ministry of Transport all together to try and get a long-term deal for the next 10 years on funding and getting Auckland's transport projects forward. As of late last year, the governing body had resolved to pass the draft long-term plan 2015 to 2025, the long-term plan being the council's master budget document that it must produce every 3 years per the Local Government Act. But the council resolved to pass the draft LTP for consultation with us, Auckland, that will start on the 23rd of January, so in a couple of weeks, and go through to the 16th of March. We have the general consultation itself, which I will post on what is available to us to feedback on the long-term plan closer to the time, as well as there's a 5,000 person survey going out to see which of the two transport funding alternative options that the mayor has superimposed over the top of us. It's either being motorway tolls and or a extra 0.9% rate increase over any other rate increases year on year for the next 9 years, on top of a 1.2% extra fuel tax in Auckland year on year, also for the next 9 years. Of course, there is the third option there that's believed not to be widely advertised of do nothing, i.e. Auckland rejects both funding options and the council's going to go and look at it again. Now, if we are to believe the mayor, at the moment we are sitting on what is called the Basic Transport Network Program, where only 40% of all transport projects needed to get Auckland moving are funded, and a lot of projects get dropped. At the moment, this includes, per the official information at request back, so far, although there's still one that is late and the Ombudsman will be dropped on council for their lateness in their reply. Basically, things get missed out, like the Manukau and Otahuhu bus interchanges, which are absolutely necessary for the New South Auckland bus network, which was meant to start mid this year, but has been pushed back to 2016 to allow the new contracts to come on board and arguably to allow the new interchanges to be built, although under the Basic Transport Network, both have been shelved into 2021. The other option was is the full Auckland Plan Transport Network option, for which we are $12 billion short at the moment, and this would have everything built through the life of the Auckland Plan. But we are $12 billion short, hence the alternative funding that the mayor is wanting and wanting to bring the government on board with, because for the fuel taxes and the tolls to happen, if Auckland so agrees to have them, central government needs to pass legislation to allow this to happen. Now, some of the transport things that are coming through is Skybridge, which has just hit public notification, the City Rail Link, which the enabling works are meant to start either late this year or early next year, with the main project starting 2018. We've got the Waterview connection well underway, due to be completed 2017. We've got the Southern Motorway, although this is an NZTA project, Southern Motorway upgrade, which includes the Takanini Motorway interchange, starting late this year and be to be completed 2017. We've got the electric train still coming on stream, with the Southern Line going full electric mid this year, Western Line late this year. There's been a couple of mentions of the second harbour crossing going ahead. However, last time the Prime Minister got interviewed on it, he was pretty cold, not cool, but cold on it, saying it's not needed now, his government won't do it. It will need to be done, but not while his government is in power, third or fourth term. And Labor's also pretty uncommittal as well, so meaning we won't see a second harbour crossing that's road and rail or road only for at least 6 to 10 years. We could see a rail only crossing being brought forward once the City Rail Link is fully online by 2021, 2023, meaning the North Shore line will be operating by 2026. But for the duration, the second harbour crossing has gone cold, with the Prime Minister and the opposition, being Labor, not keen on it being done at the moment, although it could be done inevitably down the line, which could even be that crossing being as a full replacement for the current bridge, which is getting a bit old. However, in this podcast, and treat this, I would treat this as an introductory podcast that will prelude what we're looking into with the LTP consultation, which starts on the 23rd of this month. It was noted by Patrick Reynolds of Transport Blog, our resident socialists, as they like to say, that if Auckland agrees to the charges, that is the tolls or the extra rates and fuel taxes, government must make the necessary law changes to allow this to happen. Well, yes, if we do agree in the LTP consultation and this 5,000 person survey, then the government and the spirit of democracy must honour what the city wants and pass those changes through, and we can start doing our revenue raising for these transport projects. However, there's two other points that I'm going to point out. The first point is that Transport Blog's congestion-free network, if the council and government were to follow it fully, which includes a wide scale back of roading and motorway projects not needing to be there, the extra charges would not need to be put in place, because the analysis I ran over the congestion free network made a saving of over $12 billion, meaning we didn't have a transport funding gap, but rather the current funding could get it done with some spare change on the side. So that's point number one, and that's a point you might want to consider in your LTP submissions later on this month and in February, March, and I will go over this again as a refresher. But the second point is, and this is where the mayor is riding on a lot, is what happens if Auckland, through its LTP and its consultation and the survey, rejects both the charges and or the tolls, i.e. it goes for the third option of none of the above. Now, if it's a majority, a basic majority, so 51% to 66%, that's okay. We can probably get back to the table, and then probably the mayor's going to have to sit down very closely with the citizens and the businesses to have another go at it. However, the scary prospect is that we reject it at either super majority levels, so that's 67% of all consultation pieces and the survey coming back in, or even worse, an absolute majority, so 75% or more of LTP submitters and all the survey respondents reject both our options to fund our transport program. The scary prospect is, what happens if we do hit those super majority or absolute majority levels in rejection? Where to from there? Now, from initial chit chat around the barbecue and the water cooler and the social media aspects, which arguably doesn't reflect all of the city, but the rejection levels for those two funding options looks probable at the basic majority level. Absolute or super majority level is not so sure yet, but we must weigh up the prospects of these happening. So if Auckland at super or absolute majority level rejects the mayor's two funding options, i.e. we go for funding option number three as none of the above, where the heck does that leave Auckland, and where the heck does that leave the mayor? I'm not going to so-called pre-guess now, because that could cast prejudice against podcast listeners prior to them writing their LTP submissions. But when writing your LTP submission, have in the back of your mind what happens if we do have a rejection of those options at super majority or absolute majority, so 67 or 75% of us reject. What does it mean for Auckland? What does it mean for the mayor? What does it mean for the council? What does it mean for the government? More to the point, where do we go from there? We must have this at the back of our mind, because if we do reach those levels, it is going to force a very big sit down and probably some humiliation to someone along the way, and we're going to probably have to come back to this all again, and hopefully government doesn't come over the top of us and being a bit shirty. So just consider this carefully as we come into it. I will make a more detailed analysis once the LTP submissions are complete and the surveys are complete, because as it says, I don't want to prejudice anyone, especially those that might be a little bit more politically involved and could use it for other means, especially against the mayor. But yes, just think about that one quietly. Normal podcasts, again, will start when the LTP submission comes up for submissions on the 23rd. Before then, I hope your holidays went well and those are still on holiday. Hope you're still enjoying it as Auckland picks up another fine day outside at 25 degrees inside my house at the moment. This is in Papakura, but outside's reading about 30 and the roof space reading about 52, and for another scorcher. So hope all is going well to you, and prior to the mayor not doing it, subject to the mayor not doing anything else, we'll see you all again with the next podcast around the 23rd, if not maybe a couple of days earlier, depending when the council releases its media kit in regards to the LTP consultation, which is going to be one of the big pieces this year.